Hello, James.
Hey, Dr. Sherman. Thanks for.
Hey. Oh, you bet. How are you doing?
All right. So, a couple quick questions. What are your favorite and most effective ways you found to deal with H. pylori and ulcers? I know the cabbage juice, or maybe even better, the sauerkraut juice is excellent. Ginger juice is excellent. Some of the mastic gum and different things. So just, share some of your insights, please.
Okay. Thanks for that question. H. pylori is one of those things a lot of people might have in their digestive tracts, and they don't even realize it. And they found it's interesting. They found they can even pick it up from your cat or your dog, and a lot of family members can transfer it back and forth. So it's hard to get rid of. It's actually been correlated to psoriasis and various skin infections, nasal polyps, rosacea, all kinds of different things. So, but one I've had almost 100% success with a couple of products that I usually give people once I discover that that's the issue. One is called PeptiGuard. That's PEPTI hyphen guard. And that's made by Thorne Research. Normally, I will give that two caps twice a day for 8 weeks. And the other product, James, is a product called Pylorosin. And you can tell by the name it was designed to help kill the H. pylori, but it's a combination of oregano and clove and wormwood and ginger, and it's got a very high eradication rate. And of course, with wormwood, you want to be careful in pregnancy, but otherwise, those two products, each taken two twice a day, very, very effective at wiping that out. And I've also used garlic, like I had talked about in the beginning of the show, but I prefer those two products for the first 8 weeks anyway, and make sure you've gotten rid of it. And normally, do you have an open ulcer in your stomach or duodenum, or is it just, how has that been diagnosed?
A friend actually. They have an open situation going on, yeah. So he needs a little soothing action from aloe and cabbage juice and all that good
Yes.
stuff along the way. So if you have any other,
Exactly.
let me know.
Well, I brought up this technique before. I call it the rollover technique. It's very powerful. I've seen bleeding ulcers heal over in a couple of days. It's pretty dramatic, and it almost sounds too simple, but I would encourage him to try this at home. It's very simple. What you want to do is get I don't know, a few ounces at least of chamomile tea. If you can pick up fresh chamomile, it seems to work better. If you get tea bags of chamomile in the store, who knows how long it's been sitting around. It might have deteriorated and oxidized quite a bit. So if you can get fresh chamomile, that does work the best. But what you do is you make a good strong pint of the chamomile tea and let it cool down to body temperature, or maybe a little bit above body temperature. And then on an empty stomach, you drink that full pint of chamomile tea. And then I have the person lie on their left side for 5 minutes, on their front 5 minutes, right side 5 minutes, and back 5 minutes. And what happens is it just totally coats and soothes the lining of the stomach that way. And oh my gosh, it's an amazing therapy for healing over ulcers. So I would really encourage him to do that. There are also things.
When you say fresh, you mean like living fresh, not dried leaves anything like that.
Well, right? you can pick up dried at a good herbal shop or try to get organic when you can. But but yeah, rather than an herb that's been sitting around too long in a box.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay, and then you were going to say something else. I interrupted you. Sorry about that.
Well, there are some other things, like you said, mastic gum can work well. I usually also add probiotics to help rebalance some of the dysbiosis in the gut, and sometimes that can make a difference. And there's also taking bismuth. You can purchase bismuth citrate, 240 milligrams twice a day can wipe out H. pylori too. So, but like I said, I've had really good luck with those first two products. And as far as healing the lining, the chamomile tea works the best. But as you mentioned too, aloe vera can work well. Glutamine can work well at restoring the lining of the stomach. That would probably be the most powerful.
Yeah, fantastic. I appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thanks for your call, James.